Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. For the weekend update, Hugging Face disclosed a security incident where an autonomous AI agent hacked its data pipeline. A malicious dataset exploited two code execution paths in the company's dataset processing to run code on a worker. From there, the agent harvested cloud credentials and moved laterally into several internal clusters over a weekend.
Hugging Face caught the breach using its own AI-based detection system. The company then used an open-weight model called GLM 5.2 to analyze over 17,000 attacker actions because commercial API guardrails blocked the forensic work. Hugging Face found no evidence of tampering with public models or datasets and is still assessing whether any partner data was affected. The company says the attack was highly automated, with the agent exploring systems and stealing credentials without human direction, matching the agentic attacker scenario the industry has been forecasting. One number to know today, 2.4 trillion. That's the parameter count for Alibaba's new Qwen 3.8 Max model preview, which the company says rivals frontier models and ranks second only to Fable 5. It's a clear signal of how intense the scale competition in frontier AI has become.
Starting the feed with that Alibaba model, Bloomberg reports the company launched a preview of its Qwen 3.8 Max, which it claims rivals other frontier models and is second only to Fable 5. The company plans to make the model open weight soon and claims it's particularly strong at complex reasoning and code generation. Alibaba says the preview is available now for select developers and enterprises.
Next, from China's Moonshot AI, the company says it's temporarily pausing new subscriptions for its Kimi K3 model. Over the past 48 hours, demand nearly passed the limit of its current GPU capacity, so it's pausing new signups to protect existing subscribers' experience and reworking its plan tiers. The company calls it a temporary measure while it secures more compute, and notes this shows just how intense the demand for new Chinese models has become. Moonshot says it's working to add capacity as quickly as possible.
Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple is piloting a system in Apple stores called Live Notes. It lets Genius Bar staff use AI to make transcripts and summaries of their conversations with customers. The report says the system is designed to help staff focus on the customer instead of taking manual notes, and it's being tested in a small number of stores. Gurman notes the pilot is part of a broader push by Apple to integrate AI into its retail operations.
The Wall Street Journal reports on a split in corporate AI strategy. While many companies are cutting costs by using cheaper models, some, like Shopify, are going all in on frontier models, even barring engineers from using anything else. The report notes Shopify's policy is to use only the most capable models for all tasks, a move that has reportedly increased its AI spending, but also its internal satisfaction with the tools. Shopify's leadership argues the productivity gains outweigh the higher costs, with one executive telling the journal, "We're not here to save pennies."
And finally, from the South China Morning Post, Alibaba's chip unit, T-Head, is open sourcing its full software stack for its Zenwu AI chips. This follows similar moves from Huawei and MoreThreads as Chinese GPU makers try to break NVIDIA's CUDA dominance. The stack includes compilers, drivers, and libraries, and the company says it wants to build an ecosystem of developers for its hardware. T-Head claims programmers can adapt the sales stack to mainstream AI frameworks in less than 7 days, aiming to lower the barrier for international developers seeking to adopt its hardware.
One thing to try if you use Claude Code or similar AI coding agents is a tool called Agent Glass. A developer on Reddit built it to read the local transcripts from your Claude Code sessions and show everything live.
It displays every tool call as it happens, which tools the agent uses most, where the time goes, and what files it's editing. The creator says you learn a lot by watching how the AI works, not just reading the final output. And it can help spot when a session gets stuck in a loop. The tool also tracks cost per session and per model, which the developer notes is pure curiosity for subscription users, but gives a sense of what a night of runs would cost in API terms.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow.
Until then, happy prompting.